the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. One thing I know, that I thought I was blind, now I see. And Jesus said, for judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind. Today is the sixth Sunday in a great land, and we celebrate today the blind man, the miracle of the blind man who was blind from the birth. And we are now close to the Holy Week. That's why the readings of all the weeks try to explain to us what is the cross. That's why we'll see that during all the week, the readings of the church during the week try to prepare us to listen to this gospel and also try to prepare us to the Holy Week, to listen to the cross and to listen to what happened to Jesus Christ on the cross, the crucifixion. That's why today we celebrate also the baptism. That's why the blind man is a symbol of a mankind. How this man, the blind man, is a symbol of mankind? It's exactly like Adam, who inherit the sin from the beginning after he fell. And after that, Jesus Christ came and he was crucified and died on the cross. And after that, there is resurrection. That's why in the baptism, in the same way, we have to die to have the life. That's why we have to go inside the water and to go up to receive the Holy Spirit from God to have the life. Then if I wanted the life, if I want to live with Jesus Christ, I have to die first. That's why the miracle of Jesus Christ with this man, it's easily that Jesus Christ, because if we read in Saturday morning, yesterday in the morning, he already did another miracle with another blind man, and he opened his eyes easily. He said, go, you will see. He asked the man, you need a sight? He told me, yes. He told him, go, you will see. And he said, but why today especially we have this different miracle? Because Jesus Christ, he tried to renew the mankind. He gave us another example to renew the mankind by put another clay on the eye. Then if I go through the readings of all the week, I will not go to through all the readings, but I will pick one by one. For example, on Monday from Isaiah, he said, thus saith the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters. Then he tried to say there is importance of the water. Ana huwa. And he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Then it's only he tried to explain to us what the importance of the water and what is the importance of the baptism. If I go outside to another church sometimes and they are not believe in the baptism. No, we have. Because the baptism is only the gate, the first gate. There is many gates. The first gate to enter to Jesus Christ, I have to die with him, because he will die after a week from now or after 2 weeks from now. That's why I have to remember now, I have to die with him in the baptism. Then I receive the Holy Spirit and I receive the life. Without that, I can't live. And also on Monday, he tried to explain what the meaning of the baptism is, the meaning of repentance. The meaning of repentance. That's why on Tuesday, he tried to tell us about what the comfort that we receive from Jesus Christ, from the Holy Spirit after the baptism. In Isaiah, he said, "For I will pour water on him who is thirsty, and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessings on your offspring." Then after I receive the Holy Spirit, I feel I am really Christian, and I feel that really I'm clean inside myself. Then after the baptism, and I feel that really God loves me, and I start the relationship with Him, a good relationship with Him. This is the water and the importance of the water of the baptism. Then it meaning the repentance. Then I receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit cleans me. And what after? After on Wednesday, I will praise God because I receive the Holy Spirit. Usually, when I feel happy, I have the joy, the happiness inside my heart, I will praise God. Not only I will praise by myself, no, I will tell all the world, all the nature to praise with me. That's why in Isaiah Wednesday, on Wednesday he said, "Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, your lower parts of the earth, break forth into singing. You mountains, O forest, and every tree in it, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel." It's steps by step. We start when I was born, when I was really, really, it's only a few months. My parents took me and they told me, "Let's go to the church because we have to receive the Holy Spirit, we have to be a Christian." And because I am a child, I couldn't say no or yes, but I receive by themselves because they have their will, and according to God's will, they put me in the church to receive the Holy Spirit and to learn about Jesus Christ. And by the Holy Spirit who existing inside me, I praise God. I praise God and I see everything surrounding me in the nature is good. But the problem that I am the same as Adam. The problem that I sin and I fail every single day. And that's what we said in the liturgy. No problem that we sin because we are very weak. But the problem that who come back to God to repent. If the repentance is equal to the baptism, exactly then, every time I come to the church and come to the priest and come for repentance and confess, I renew my baptism again. And I repent again. And I cleanse myself again. That's why in Thursday, in Isaiah, he said, "I will give you the treasures of darkness." And what the meaning of the treasure of darkness? Il treasure of darkness. And hidden riches of sacred places. You see what Isaiah exactly, he said exactly about something we will know now. "That you may know that I, the Lord, who called you by your name, am a God of Israel." The sacred places in the altar, and the treasures in the darkness, his body and his blood. That's why he tried to explain that in the gospel of the same day. He said, "I am the bread of the life." If you want to renew yourself, come and repent and confess and take the communion. Take his body and his blood to renew again yourself, to clean yourself. That's why he said, I am the living bread which came down from the heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. And I was surprised with some other churches who said, it's not necessary to take the communion. If I open St. John, the Gospel, chapter 6, he said, I am the bread of the life. I am living bread which came down from the heaven. Who abides in me and I will abide in him. No one tell himself, I am a sinner and I can't take the communion. No, go to the priest and tell him, can you give me please the absolution? And I will confess, I am repenting. It's only the bread, I mean the holy body of Jesus Christ, who give me the light, who give me the sight. And Friday, he tried to conclude everything in the story of Tobiah. And it's a story of salvation. And the father of Tobiah, he had a problem. He was blind also too. He became blind. And the archangel Raphael, who gives the joyful, he gives the joy to the people, also give the happiness and the joy to this family. And he opens the eyes of Tobit. What the meaning of all the readings, of all of that? The readings try to explain that from day one, we receive the Holy Spirit. From day one in my life. If we go to Greece, the day of birth, it is not the day of your birth. The day of birth is the day of your baptism. In Greece, this is the real day of birth. That's exactly, we receive the Holy Spirit and we now in the life, we live in Christianity and we have to keep the Holy Spirit inside us. To keep that, I have to find a way to keep the Holy Spirit inside me, which is explained by Jesus Christ in the miracle of the blind man, when he put a clay on his eye and said to him, go and clean yourself. Go to the church and clean yourself. Come to the church and you will find yourself, if you have sin, clean it. If you come to the church and you find yourself, you have a problem, you are not focused in the liturgy, tell God, please, I wanted to focus. If you come to the church and prayed and go out of the church empty, without gain anything, say to God, it's fake. I came to the church, I wanted to really receive from you blessings and grace. What happened with Jesus Christ? He tried to tell this blind man, I will put the clay on your eyes. And he was surprised. He was very patient to receive all of that. Sometimes, yes, I have to wait until God give me the blessings and give me the grace. I wanted to pray more and more. It's not only from few minutes I will receive everything. That's why it's very important to know that if I receive the Holy Spirit from the day one in the baptism and I have inside my heart, I have the happiness and joyful, and I have also to continue that by receiving the communion and by the holy body and the preacher's blood in the church and to repent. Now we are close to the cross. Now we are close to the cross. But we have to be sure that we are waiting Jesus Christ. And finally, he said in the gospel of today, for judgment I have come into this world that those who do not see may see. We have to look to our heart and to see if we are blind, still blind or not. Maybe I have a blindness of spiritual blindness, as we said before. Maybe spiritually blindness that we can't see Jesus Christ. Maybe we have a problem that there is idols between me and between Jesus Christ. And I have to search the idols. Is it whatever? Maybe my ego. Maybe my family. Maybe my work. Maybe the money. Anything. Then I'm still blind. I can't see Jesus Christ. I can't live with him totally. I can't put the problem that I am not praying to Jesus Christ as if he is the first thing in my life. No, he is the second one. That's why I have to know if I'm blind, then I go to Jesus Christ. And I cry to him. I'm crying and said to him, like, please, can you put a clay on my eyes? I want to clean it. I want to clean everything. I want to come to the church and I want to repent. We will see after a few days, Jesus Christ will be crucified on the cross. He came to save us. He is a redemption. This is a redemption. But what? The Redeemer. And what after that? I'm only by emotion, I'm looked to the Jesus Christ on the cross, and I said, yeah, وأمصمص في شفايفي وأبص وأعيط دمعتين, and we finish. And I repent? No. I gain any virtue from Jesus Christ? No. I really, inside his bottom? No. Still I have a wall between me and between Jesus Christ. This week is the last week before the Holy Week. You can imagine that the Holy Week is the last week because we only prepare ourselves to see Jesus Christ on the cross. The last chance before the Holy Week this week. Stay with yourself and evaluate and do what where I have to repent. That's why he said in the Revelation, he said like that, because you say I am rich, have become wealthy and have need do nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. He said that to the angel of one of the church. You expect that you see, but you are blind. Yeah, I see. I see everything. I see everybody now. I see the nature outside. I see the light. I see the sun. But really, I'm a blind. Because I can't see Jesus Christ inside my heart. That's why let's pray together to ask God to open our hearts, our eyes of heart, before going to the Holy Week to see Jesus Christ on the cross. And ask him to open our hearts to see him and to receive the right of Jesus Christ. عشان كده بيقول اذكر من اين سقطت وتب. اذكر من اين سقطت وتب. And be sure that Jesus Christ loves you a lot. He said in Psalm 34:7, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers from all taste and see that the Lord is good, blessed is the man who trusts in him. ملاك الرب حال حول خائفي وينجيهم ذوقوا وانظروا ما أطيب الرب فطوبى للرجل المتوكل عليه وإلهنا المجد دائما أبديا أمين.
Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead according to the scriptures. Ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, and with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
I have sinned, forgive me, my Father, my brethren.